Good evening, everyone. Ezra, Hashem Yisroch, we'll study a little bit of Sasemes from Shnaf, Tov Reish Mem Zayin. The last paragraph from Tov Reish Mem Zayin, here, page 151, on the right-hand side, the upper right-hand side, Be'inyan Haman. In Parshas Ekev, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn from the Haman Hodiacho. We will know and understand and internalize deeply. Man does not subsist, does not live on bread alone. But what we live on is what comes from Pi Hashem. So not from what's Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz, but what's Moitzi Pi Hashem, what comes from the holy expression of Hashem's will. That's by what we live. Now, what does that mean exactly? And how does it connect to the actual bread which we eat, which we ingest? And well, the lesson is indeed from man, and let's learn it well. Perish. Shakol ha-mazayin b'tziruf ha-ara mimay tepi Hashem. Mazayin feeds us because of the ingredient that is its spiritual character. And that's not only man. Man was much more spiritual than it was physical. But all food materializes because of the kalchos of the ruach that are emanations from the will of Hashem. In every morsel of food, for which reason we have to make a bracha, there lies within it the desire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for that morsel of food to have come into the world in the various shapes and forms that it came through, first in the worlds that we don't see, the spiritual worlds. All the kaifais that gave rise eventually to a kernel of grain made up of all of the ingredients and all of the water and all of the chemicals and all of that which give it its nutritional value. But those all came through worlds and worlds and worlds until they finally materialized into that little grain of wheat. And in it, you have this tziruf of ha'ara, of Hashem's power, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimaytzei pi Hashem, coming from Hashem's desire for it to come into this world, Shema'urav v'halachem, that's in the dough. That's what's mixed into the dough. What's really mixed into the dough is not just flour and water, but the design of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the kaychais in the various worlds, all the way from the desire of Hashem that there should be food for us in a world that He wishes that there should be a world for us to live in, because He wants us to exist. All of this because He wishes to be good, because of the great tov about which Sfasemis is going to speak. We understand Hashem's infinite life is, so to speak, contracted to become less than the infinite, to start to have some finite, meaning specific powers, the spheros of specific powers to accomplish certain things in certain worlds, right? From the Olam Ha'atzilus to Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, finally into the Olam HaGashmi. And in all of its forms, these powers take up unbelievable amount of time and energy and power until they come to become this grain of wheat. But you see, all of these spiritual powers, all of these kaychis, are invested in the food we eat. It's ma'urav in that lechem. Because that's the design with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore, when Hashem provides us with something to eat, He's very much there in the food, so to speak. And that's how we have to view our panasa. So we have to understand our panasa. Now, in the case of the Dor HaMidbar, where they are on such a connected level with the Kadosh Baruch Hu v'lachein, let's continue. Kifimashe nis'alu Dor HaMidbar, with a high sense of holy existence, surrounding the lives of the people in the Midbar, the way they lived. Nizaynu mimachol ruch. They subsisted on food different from ours, food far more connected in a more direct way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the ruchni, to the purely powerful spiritual. Shehayakarev yaita, the food. It doesn't mean that they, besides that they were, so to speak, on a different plane, but the food and how it came into existence was Kariv Yosef, much closer, the Kayach Mait said, Pi Hashem. Man is food, that they held in their hands. They took it home into their tents. They had it. But it was something that was far closer to and had not gone through so many different iterations and had not been brought about through so many kaychais as our food is, because it was karev yotze l'kayach moitzei pi Hashem. It was much closer to the more direct effect of Hashem's desire. Kodem shehoyim mislabesh b'levush gash. Before it comes into so many different shapes and forms and eventually makes its way into a physical form and becomes the grain of wheat. So imagine if you have a huge amount of energy coming from a power plant. I don't know how to even describe it. I'm not an engineer. But imagine that it's millions and millions of megawatts of power. And they flow through various systems and come ultimately small, small little sockets in the wall of a house. But until it gets there, it's going from the massive power plant through all kinds of processes and something they call the grid, and we're connected to that grid. But it's obvious that that small little bit of energy that we draw when we plug something into the wall comes from much greater sources and has been, so to speak, divvied up to each of us.
Tzimtzum.
Right? Well, that's what we're talking about. Tzimtzum. Tzimtzumim. Very good. That's the Kabbalistic term that Arizal describes as a Kadosh Baruch Hu making space, so to speak, for something to actually become a physical existence. But it first comes through all these various worlds. It comes through the Olam Atzilus, the Olam of Bria, Tzira, Asiya, and then the Olam Agashmi. Man was more direct. The man came from and materialized in this world without going through all of those tzimtzumim, without going through all of those changes and iterations until it finally comes into existence. Meaning that it had much more of that spiritual quality to it in its formation and in its character. Now, what are the results? Now you can explain all that we know about the man can now be at least somewhat, at least on a surface level, can be understood. Everyone knows the mud left no waste. It created no waste. There was no waste because we could make out that it was perfect food. Perfect food because it was spiritually providing for spiritual and physical life. Hence, it didn't have waste. And then it had tastes. Why? How can one food have so many tastes? Well, because, you see, if it comes from a higher source, included in that higher source are all those tastes. When something goes through all the different iterations, so barley tastes like barley, wheat tastes like wheat, meat tastes like lamb, and each little vegetable and each form of fruit has its own taste because it's gone through so many changes until finally this is what you have. Well, what happens if you have one major force called Hashem's desire for us to have food? Included in that is all the tastes. All the different foods. If from there, the direct line that creates man makes that man materialize on the ground in the midbar, so you'll have all the taste. Because it's coming from the source from which all the taste eventually filter out and become, this becomes a nut, this becomes a peanut, this becomes a walnut, this becomes an almond, this becomes a grain of salt, this becomes a grain of barley, of wheat, of oats. But if you have it all coming from the one self-same source, so then it has all those tastes, right? What else do we know? If you took more or you took less, you ended up with the exact same amount. Same idea. If we're talking about a physical substance, what do you mean? I slept home 10 pounds a month. I got 10 pounds a month. So I looked away and go, no, you can't take more of it or less of it because it's not a material substance alone. It's of a spiritual nature. It's a completely different kind of substance. So that's why you end up that the one who takes more, the one who takes less, they end up with the Eimer, Lod Bo Gaila. They were being fed, they were subsisting on something of a spiritual nature, not only of a physical nature. Right? Let's continue, because he makes now a similar point about what it says in the Pasuk. Uksiv. V'yata'am v'loktu, the first words in the Pasuk before Dvar Yom V'yemer. V'yata'am v'loktu, the people are to go out every day and collect dvar yom v'yomai, day's food for that day. And he says again, what does that mean? Kinis kalel. Every day, that food's being created. unlike the food we eat. You know how many different kaisers from the Elyonim have created all of that which goes into the food we ate today? The water, the H2O that it's all made up of, probably was here, who knows how many, in clouds, in some form, the water has been around weeks, months, years. And then the nutrients in the ground have always been there. And we know that, you know, that, that we're not eating chadash, so that we're eating yashan, so that the barley and the grain, it's from, it could be from a year or two ago, until finally it became the food that we ate today. But the man is coming from Shemayim, Dvar Yoyim, B'yayim Man. Meaning that it's from a kayach, that's today's kayach. Those holy powers of that particular day on the calendar caused that particular month to give satiety to that particular yid who's eating it. And that's why it's so specific to every yid. Like the month for one yid would have to go out, another yid would have to go farther. The tzaddik would have find it right at the door. All of this is because it's not materially based. It has such a connection. It has such a connection to the spiritual. So Mimela, all of these very unique traits in here, in the food that they were eating. Now, he said something fascinating about Varyan B'yayimayim. Because it was Davak B'sherish Achius, it was so attached to the source of creation itself, being created every day. The Ksiv, the Tuvay Makadish B'chol Yoyimayim, Ma'i Sibarashis, what we say in first bracha of Kriyas Shema every morning, Machadesh Tuvoy B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh B'Reishit. And what do we say in Birchas HaMazon when we bench? Now we'll bench differently from now on. We think about our benching and we're saying it with Kavanah, but think now about the word Tuvoy. U'kumayshayimrim hazon es ha'ilom kuloy v'tuvoy. Now the Sfatanus is saying it doesn't just mean with Hashem's goodness of heart. He's so kind to us. Tuvoy is a reference to HaMachadesh B'Tuvoy B'chol Yon Tamid Ma'aseh B'Reishis. Tuvoy is the name of the highest place in the spiritual world where Hashem's desire for existence inheres. That's the name of the power from which Hashem says, you know, I want there to be a world. I want things and people and the universe to exist. And that way, because He so desires it, it exists. And when we say in our mention Hazan as Aylam Kulay Tubai, we should be thinking about the creation of the food, the force and the desire of Hashem to bring about through all of the amazing, miraculous, supernatural powers that are all Hashem, the Tubai, boom, there it is. Whatever you like, I mean whatever you had for dinner, right? Wow! But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ma'aseh B'Reishis, there's a Ma'aseh B'Reishis that made my food come out onto the table. Not only Tuvay, oh, he's so kind to me, but it's his mamish creating the food. He's creating the food for me. The creation of the food called man was that much more direct, and the sense of Hashem's hand in it, so to speak, was that much more obvious. But the point Torah is making in Parshas Ekev is we should learn from this that all the food that we eat, who made this all happen? Do you know what kinds of powers and through how many worlds these powers came into the world, moved through the world, affected one another, until finally what materialized was this? You know, somebody once, a Balagolo came to the Chofetz Chaim, he said, I had this in the past few weeks in a bad winter. One horse broke a leg and had to be put down. Another horse died. Just today, my third horse in a month died, and I depend on these horses for my parnasa. Do you hear what you just said? You depend upon these horses for your parnasa. The Chaskai felt so much pain that we could not realize. You know, it's through the horse is a means eventually. But depend upon the horse for my parnasa. How sad! Like the tailor, he makes a living thanks to his sewing machine. We're not dependent upon a horse. A horse is not providing our parnasa. It's only the Rabbanishloi, and it comes from such a high place. Parnosa. That's why Parnosa is such a very, very important idea for us to appreciate from whence the Kaichais Halyanim of Parnosa are. They're very, very high up. Now he says, in the next, where you see Tehillim Lamed Aleph, Ach Ksiv, Morav Tumcha Asher Tzafanti L'Reyecho. But the idea of this Tov, he says, Shaloi HaKol Zoichin L'Tov HaGonuz. You know, when you have a Tov, that's this holy power so that you can have, in this case, food, it's not for everyone. The Dor HaMidbar had it from a very special place, which we don't have. The Mishnah Novice teaches us that Mon was one of those very different, special, miraculous entities created just between Sheshis Yimei Bereshis and Shabbos Kodesh. You know why? Because of what we're saying. Because it wasn't typically composed food. It was made differently. It was food. It was, you had it in your hands. You put it in your mouth. But it was different. Because it came from a process different from the way other foods emanate. You know, the Maral, in his Pirush on Avos, Derech Chaim, said that, you know, it was the end of the sixth day, so it's still part of my Bereishis. Spanish Mushes. Spanish Mushes means it's got an aspect of the days of Bereishis. So something has to be created, but on the other hand, it's not Shabbos. Shabbos is completely wrong. But things have to be created, so that's the time when things that are, yes, they're part of this world, but very, very different. Right? The Pi HaBe'er, the Pi HaAtoy, and Mon, because they have a certain otherworldly character, a certain spiritual character that the Sheshis Yimei Bereishis would not be able to create. So there may be an Ashmash. Same how you betachlis hadakos. Mon has this very tachlis hadakos. It's a very nice way of saying it. It's very fine, very delicate, because it's not typically food. So you smukin l'hashabbos. That's why Mon was created close to Shabbos. Now that he gets into Shabbos, he says a fascinating thing. He talks in little minds that in those moments right before Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tov Ma'od on all of these very spiritually unique constructs such as the Mon Al Yud Dvarim Shenibru Ben Hashmashos Uksiv Behem Tov Ma'od. They're not just Tov, they're Tov Ma'od. Only people who are very holy are part of the Tov and receive that Tov, Asher Tzafantu L'Reyecho, set aside for the great Tzaddikim. V'chein Ksiv, Tochin B'Tovascha La'ani Elokim. Sama Chesed Tehillim, Tochin B'Tovascha, in your Tov, in your special goodness, from your Tov, so for the Ani, you provide uniquely a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Darshu Chazal, ha'oisik v'tayra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ba'atzmei mechen lo'isu. So Chazal ha'dayrish, m'tzachzervin from that pasuk, that the food of the tzaddik comes in a unique way. That doesn't mean that it's not bread that you buy in the store. And it doesn't, of course, it's the same bread, and it's the same barley, but it's not. There's a spiritual force causing it to come and end up on the table of the tzaddik that's different from how it ends up on my table. That's Tachin B'Tevot Kolo'oni. And you begin to understand that everybody's Parnasa, all of us, our Parnasa comes from a very special holy start. I should say for myself, I should start to realize more and more how delicately HaKadosh Baruch Hu in kindness provides and how much spiritual holiness there is in food, for which reason we make a bracha, and how carefully we should say those brachas. As we talked about it, in terms of saying the first bracha of benching, Hazan Esahayom Kula Betuvah, B'chein, B'chesed V'rachmi. Now, how about Mon? Are we a shayach at all to Mon? So now he says a fast name. V'hine B'Shabbos, Mizgale Matana Toiva. So the basic knows it, right? What's the Gemara famously says? I have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I have this fantastic gift, I have this gem of a gift in my treasure house, hidden in my treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. Says the Slasemes, V'lochein, Yitochein Loima. It's possible. We can say, Kibra Oynik Shabbos, that when you really have spiritual heights that you should have on Shabbos, Kodesh, as we have our meal, and it's Mamish, Kedusha, Shabbos, in hearing in every morsel that we take in, if we get to that madrega, Yitachen Loima, Kibra Oynik Shabbos, Yeshbay Me'ein, Ta'ame. that when a person enjoys Shabbos with the right attitude, with real Kedusha, he's experiencing the Kedusha of Eichlei Man. How do you like that, Kogel?
We won't gain legs.
How do you like what? You don't gain legs, of course. But how do you like that, Yerushalmi? That's Yerushalmi Kogel, right? That's holy food. What? The real Yerushalmi. But he's saying a big thing, and look what he says. Now how does he substantiate it? He says in this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take a tzitzit, and as soon as the Mishkan is built, you're gonna put in the urn, you're gonna put a jar with mud. Tzitzit, the famous tzitzit, haman. Nignas, using the same words, yes, it's a treasure set aside. Hainu shenisha mimenu mashu l'dayres. Of course, we know Rashi brings, they would take it out in the door of Yirmiyahu, and they said, you want us to learn all the time and learn Torah and learn Torah. How are we going to feed our families? And Yirmiyahu says, look at the man. If you're a zeicher, if you're holy, you'll have money. Shemayim will feed you. You'll live on much less than the material. You'll start to realize ki al kol meitza pi Hashem yichyeh adam. But since it was nignas, that means that mud and what it stands for was never destroyed. Which means the mud is still with us. Just like whatever, like the menorah and the shemen. A mishkan that's going to be used to anoint the mirza shemen, the melech HaMashiach, and the mishkan and the mikdash, the shemen, was never destroyed. It's hidden. Nignas. Like the aragonas itself. The tzitzenes haman is nignas, says the svasemes, which means that the kayach of such holy experience of food is still with us. We have the ability to take in food in a holy manner, in a way that would be like the way the man was eaten by the Eichlei Man in the Midbar. V'amru Chazal, furthermore, he says, again to substantiate the point, he says, Chazal tell us, Le'nitna Torah ela lo'Eichlei Haman. The Torah was given specifically to Eichlei Haman because that were, they were able to take in sustenance of a spiritual kind. How about us? What are we? What they say in America? What are we? Shop level? Meaning what? We don't have tzaddikim whose whole life is Torah, only Torah, only Torah. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh said that the tzaddikim who are really subsisting on Torah and that's all they care and need, they taka subsist on ruchni. The teva will become that the ruchni will feed the gash. Now, I'm not saying that we are able to get to that madrega, but on Shabbos Kodesh, when we are in a different madrega, all of us, when Shabbos Kodesh comes and we're having the geshmak of Einik Shabbos, but it's L'Shem Shemayim, and it's with Kedusha, then we are able to have food that has in it the Kedusha, and partake of food that has the Kedusha, like the Kedusha that was in the Mon. V'lochein Nema, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Zeichin B'nei Yisrael, Liyos, Bechlal, Eichlei, Haman. That on Shabbos Kodesh, with this attitude, and with real holiness, if we make it, we should, and we can, then we will be like the Eichlei Haman Mash. We'll be like the Eichlei Haman. And when we have Lecha Mishnah, what's Lecha Mishnah? Why do we have Lecha Mishnah? Because of Mam. So it's not just a symbol, or a memorial. It's, you eat it with Kedusha, this means preparation before Shabbos. This means a certain way of davening, a certain way of kiddush, a certain way of making and fearing a suda kiddush, the kedusha. But that means that we will have the kedusha that we partake of will be nichlal in what's called Eichlei Haman. And he says, "Vegam, if you are poshut kainu, shenit natural Eichlei Haman. We are. What are we? We're also." For people with Torah and living Torah, so we are also Eichlei Haman. Sheyesh lehem menayach lasek b'Torah. On Shabbos we have the peace to be Isaac and Torah and set aside any no thoughts. There's nothing. Nothing exists but the Ruchni and the Torah and the Kedusha of Shabbos. Ve'ein truden b'parnasa. So memela we can be Eichlei Haman on Shabbos. From a high time in the Shabbos from Menuchah of Yisrael to be Isaac b'Torah, and as a result, with Shabbos Kodesh being taka, something that we are totally connected to, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such a craving, with such a closeness, like the closeness of those who are in the Midbar. So Mamela, when we eat, our food has a character, like the character of Mas-